com. It's Rosie on the House, broadcasting this morning live from Prescott, Arizona, the official Christmas city of the state. We're actually in the Jersey Lily Saloon overlooking Montezuma, which is Whiskey Row, where the parade will start at 1 o'clock. The courthouse lighting will occur at 6 o'clock. And before we get back to our conversation with Mr. Fred Vail, Executive Director of the Charlotte Hall Museum, let me give all of the Rosie on the House listeners a special notice, because I know this is an event that goes on regularly that y'all like to participate in. Dr. Sky has booked the Dolly Steamboat at Canyon Lake for another one of his astronomy tours with laser lights that he brings out that shoot miles into the sky. It's a dinner. It's a float at sunset in the early evening on beautiful Canyon Lake, and he points out all of the things. It was last November we took all the Rosie on, that we filled the whole boat with Rosie on the House listeners.
Magical evening.
Truly magical evening. One of the things
we saw wildlife.
One of the things that really topped it off is the captain of the boat pointed to two great big bighorn sheep that were making their way up from the lake up this steep incline. So we were he pulled the boat up and let it idle and sit there while everyone was able to just watch that majestic animal. If you're interested, get to dollysteamboat.com. The upcoming tour is on December 11th at 5 p.m. You only have until Tuesday, December 6th, to make your reservation. dollysteamboat.com. You can also call 480-827-9144. But for tonight...
Tonight, you know, our grandkids are on their way up, Miss Charlotte and Chloe, and we're going to wear them out today. We've got the parade at 1, and then that goes to about 3. Then we'll have to have a little rest somewhere. And then we're going to head over to Charlotte Hall tonight because y'all have something really special that starts at 6, right?
Yes, we do. We have immediately after the courthouse lighting, for the past 20-some years or so, we've presented Frontier Christmas.
Well, I was wondering how to time that. So the lights come on at 6, and then we just rush right over.
People come over. Yes, they do.
And we have hot cider, warm cookies, carols, and stories by the fire to look forward to.
All of that. Plus, as you said, caroling, but we'll have a player piano cranking away, big roaring fires in the Charlotte Hall building.
Oh,
and,
man.
And people dressed in period
just dressed in period dress, but they will be actual interpreters, where they will present the stories and life as it was in the 1860s and how Christmases were celebrated, and the stories of the first and early Christmases and so forth. The kids will have not only a chance to experience the buildings and the Christmas atmosphere, but they can make ornaments, Victorian style ornaments. They can help decorate a tree. We'll have a tree in the governor's mansion, which is representative of the first Christmas that was celebrated in Prescott in 1864 in the governor's mansion.
And you're walking on the grounds of the original. I had thought the governor's mansion had been relocated to that site to make it convenient for people visiting Prescott. But that's where the governor's mansion was actually built.
That's exactly right. It was the home of the first two territorial governors, John Goodwin and Richard McCormick. It's the site where it was constructed.
Just a couple blocks from the courthouse square. Yeah. I mean, it's very easy to get to. Y'all got a great parking facility.
It is, yeah, and it's the oldest building that has any association with the Arizona Territory that has survived to date.
Folks, if you're listening to the show and you don't have anything planned this weekend, I hope a little of what we've shared with you today will incite you to get the kids up, get them dressed, get up here for the parade, spend the afternoon, get to the courthouse lighting at 6, and then get over to the Charlotte Hall Museum to experience that kind of event. Now, year-round, Fred, what would you hope a family's experience would be walking onto the property of the Charlotte Hall Museum?
Well, you know, as we say and as we exercise in our operation of the museum, we are an educational and a cultural institution, and we would hope that people who come through the museum experience that they become educated in what our history is and have that cultural experience that they take with them, because what I would hope also is that people would leave with an understanding of why history is relevant. If we don't preserve our history, if we don't save our historic sites and our images, our maps, our buildings, and so forth, then future generations are not going to have any understanding of what it means to be an American.
It's a basic foundation.
It's a foundation of who we are as an American people.
Well, for a guy that retired to Prescott, you sure are busy.
Yes, I am. I'm glad you noticed.
Oh, you fill the role well. You're very content.
He used a line last night that I thought was great. He says, yeah, I failed at retirement completely. Well, you're very busy, and I know the people that get into the Charlotte Hall Museum certainly appreciate your dedication as a longtime standing volunteer and now as executive director. And to thank you for taking the time to join us this morning, I'd like to get over to the museum later this morning, and we'll make a Rosie on the House contribution to cover the first 100 guests to the festivity tonight.
Well, that's very, very nice of you, and thank you very much for inviting me. Anytime I have the opportunity to talk about the Charlotte Hall Museum, I jump at it.
We'll see you at the Rose Garden broadcast.
That's charlotte.org is the website, charlotte.org. If you've got a landscape question, John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery is in studio and ready to take your call. Get on the line now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.